Blog Talk Radio.
And not only the image, but even down to the name. Where it's only in modern English that we have the name Jesus. A couple of hundred years ago, that name never existed.
The mainstream media is ignoring this information. Most of the alternative media is also ignoring it.
The way.
Poetic Energy Network.
Station.
Shalom, man. We back for another Sabbath. We back for another one. Yahuwah bless us with another one. You already know it's going down each and every week on the Poetic Energy Network station with Yahuwah side. Hey, man, it's going to be a good one. Hey, this week we're switching it up a little bit. Today's segment will be a little bit shorter than the normal. But let's approach the throne, and we're gonna get into the show and what Yahuwah has for us. So Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for another Sabbath, another time, Father, that we just get to rest in your day and just reflect and cease from working and just cease from activity and just to hear your voice. So, Father, we pray that the words that we speak won't be our own, Father, but you would give us you would give us revelation, and, Father, just to continue to help us as we march down the path of truth. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name we pray. So be it. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this week is a little different. We're gonna switch it up this week. We wanted to do something a little bit different because if you read Revelations, we wanted to read something. There's a verse in Revelations and it says that they overcame him, being the beast, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So we wanted to stick on that, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So this week, I wanted to give you a little bit of my testimony as far as coming to the truth, because a lot of times we can, you know, we can say a lot of fancy words, and we can say a lot of different verses, and we can quote scriptures, but people want to know, how did it really happen? How did you really come to the revelation about the truth and about Yahuwah and Yahusha, about keeping the commandments? It's about different things like that. So I wanted to give you just that's pretty much what the show is going to be today. We're going to talk about the word of the testimony that we bear and we carry with us of what Yahuwah has done. You know, we're supposed to declare of his good works. So it's kind of like a more real powwow session today. But anyway, this is, I would say, the journey really began. You know, grew up Baptist, you know, was in the choir, you know, every week. My grandmother, you know, she basically raised us in the church every week, you know, ushered, and, you know, they you know, used to have to do Bible verses and different things. And I had, you know, when I was little, we had a version of the scriptures, and we used to read all the time. We used to have Bible study, and grew up kind of around the church, and, you know, not nothing pretty much different from a regular Baptist upbringing. And so we had two different churches, you know, we used to go to, and you know, that was pretty much it. And so growing up, you know, now, looking back on it now, you can see different things. It's always when you look back on different on situations, you can see different things. But as we were growing up, you know, I noticed now about how, you know, we used to hear the pastors every week, and they used to give, you know, the sermons, and you would be pumped up for that week, and then it seems like you would kind of decrease by the end of the week, and then you have to get pumped up again to go the next week. And so that was pretty much the thing about, you know, going to churches. So growing up, going to high school, and all these things, you know, still in the same system. You know, when I got into high school, went to a Pentecostal church. I had got introduced to a Pentecostal church, and you know, they were strictly about the name JC and, or you know, quote unquote Jesus Christ, and they were strictly about that name and calling upon that name. You know, to receive the, you know, what they say, the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. And now we look back on it and we know, okay, that the name JC, you know, that's the mark of the beast, that name. So it's like, you know, it's almost unclean spirit, but we'll get to that in a minute. So, you know, calling upon his name and, you know, so that's what I figured it was. You know, you had to call upon his name to receive salvation. And, you know, the Romans, you know, and people will quote the Romans 10:9 to you and say, this is what it is. You have to quote, you know, all you have to do is believe, and then you're saved, and then that's it. And so, you know, grew up in that, and then, you know, ended up going, you know, playing college football. And it took me to wanted to go to some other schools, had a couple of scholarship things, but wasn't schools I really wanted to go to. So I ended up going to Charleston Southern University, and it's actually a Christian school. So it was around, you know, it was a good football program because they were beginning to pay, you know, top opponents, and so went to that school. You know, eventually, you know, had got on scholarship at that school. And things were moving ahead, and you know, college, I was really, really into, you know, the ministry program and the college things, as far as you know, different ministry things. But the thing I noticed though then is, even in the name of Jesus Christ, it was like I never felt real joy. I never felt, you know, just, it was always, you know, I was always crying, and it was just, it just seems like the spirit, you know, since high school, since we, you know, supposed to be called upon, you know, that name, it was almost like, it was almost like a unclean spirit. You know, it's hard to think about, but it's an unclean spirit. When you call upon that name, you actually don't receive the Holy Ghost, you receive an unclean spirit, which, you know, brings you further and further into lawlessness. And that's what it was, because it was no peace, it was no joy. It was the opposite of what people, you know, of course people can say in church, oh, everything, you know, get your blessings and all that stuff. But it's not, you know, when you go behind doors, you really see how people are really struggling with different sins. I used to struggle with a lot of different sins that had power over me in that name. And so as we began to travel down the road, you know, college and learning these different things. One day, me and my friends, we ended up walking away from football. And so what happened is we walked away from football. We walked away because at the time in my heart, you know, we felt like it was time, something to do. And the Father actually prophesied through a woman, you know, telling us what was going to happen in the future. He said one of the things that were prophesied is we couldn't believe everything we read in the book. I mean, everything he prophesied, Yahuwah prophesied through his lady came to pass. And so once those things began to happen, this is when I didn't even know him. You know, we ended up walking away from football. I started doing filmmaking and different things like that. We don't want to get too technical because we want to stay in the testimony just about Yahusha. So we walked away from football, and just different factors began to happen. And the moment things began to change in towards coming to the truth was that actual moment of walking away from football, of coming out of that. But things began to happen even in the church, where Yahuwah began to tap me on the shoulder saying, hey, this church is this system is broken. I remember one time I had a dream of the pastor was praying, and he ended the prayer and he said, to the gods, like we were in Rome. And the thing about it is, one Sunday I was up and I used to sing in the choir, and one Sunday the pastor said something similar to the effect of which, because in the dream, nobody got what he said. Nobody caught it. And so what happened is, nobody caught it, and everybody was clapping like, yeah, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. And not even a couple Sundays later, the same thing happened in church where nobody caught something false that he said, and people were clapping, and I was like, man, this is a dream I just had. And so things like that began to happen that kind of began to wake me up. And so the first thing I found out about the truth is the movie that Yahuwah had given me to write, one of the main characters does some deceitful things behind scenes. And one moment, one morning I woke up, and this is where things began to change. I heard the Ruach say, which is set apart spirit, say something about Constantine. I mean, this is where you know it's nothing but the most high Yahuwah that did it. I heard something say Constantine. I said, what about Constantine? And then I heard the voice say, look him up. And so I was wondering, I just posed the question in my mind. I said, I wonder if Constantine does something like King Johnson does in the movie, and King Johnson does a lot of deceitful things behind him in the scenes and kind of changes some laws and different things in the movie, you know, to get people, get everything on the path to destruction, really. And so the first thing when I looked up about Constantine is I came to March 7th, 321 A.D., Constantine makes the first civil law to change the Sabbath to Sunday. And before then, I had no knowledge of, okay, the Sabbath was originally this day, the seventh day. And so when I thought about that, I said, man, if they got this wrong, if the world has got the Sabbath wrong, then what else have they got wrong? And that's when the door, pretty much the story after that is pretty much done. Like, after that, I remember the first day, you know, because I was practicing the Sabbath for about close to a year before. I didn't even know anything about the names, about the commandments. He would just begin to tell me, and it would ring in my mind, like, I would begin to hear this voice that says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So I was like, what commandments are you talking about? He's talking about all of his commandments, all of his Torah, all of his word to keep it. And his word has never been done away with. And so the next thing, biggest thing, was the day I found out that, hey, the name Jesus Christ has been a systematic plan by HaShatan, the adversary, to deceive the world and hide salvation for people. And when I found out that the name Jesus really means, and it's connected to, and it's the mark of the beast, 666, 666. And when I found out, my heart dropped, was almost disgusted. And so that right there changed everything. Once that journey happened, I mean, that's pretty much where the journey begins. And so I'll just leave it off right there, man. But if you listen today, you have family, tell them about, you know, the commandments. Tell them about the name Yahushua, because the name Jesus Christ, that is the unclean spirit. You will only receive the Ruach through calling upon the only name given to man under heaven with which we're going to be saved, and that name is Yahushua. And that name right there was seen in the Tanakh, the Hebrew scriptures, almost 200 and something times. And a name that has been covered up. And this is not nothing new. The name of Yahuwah is not nothing new. Keeping the commandments is not nothing new. And so that is the two things we have to remember, is to keep the commandments of Yahuwah and carry the testimony of Yahushua that he is king. He has risen. He has rose from the dead, died 3 days in the grave, rose from the dead with all power, ascended to the right hand of the Father, and is coming to judge the world in righteousness. And that's what the testimony is that we have to keep in these times. So, hey, spread the testimony. Hey, I'm Yahuwah Side, and this is still on the way with on the Poetic Energy Network station. You be easy. Shabbat Shalom.